From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in almost 90 years has knocked out power across the entire island of 3.4 million people. The hurricane had maximum sustained winds of about 185 kilometers per hour. It destroyed hundreds of homes and caused heavy flooding. Forecasters said the storm could again become a major hurricane by Thursday. The storm has left at least 9 people dead across the Caribbean. The governor of Puerto Rico imposed a curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. daily until Saturday to allow rescue crews and officials to respond to the hurricane's aftermath. Despite its downgrade, Maria will remain a dangerous major hurricane as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas on Thursday and Friday. Rescue workers searched Wednesday in Mexico City and in nearby states in hopes of finding survivors of a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that killed at least 225 people and collapsed dozens of buildings. The Interior Minister of the country said Mexican armed forces and police will continue working until they exhaust all possibilities of finding more people alive. Civilians joined search and rescue teams shortly after the earthquake struck on Tuesday. They used heavy machinery and their bare hands to remove piles of rubble. President Enrique Nieto said of the people still collapsed in collapsed buildings, "Every minute counts to save lives." This is VOA News.